Anyway,
we're back here.
You're ready?
Yeah.
All right. You're all ready? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got another podcast for you. Give it up for the best threesome ever.
Yay!
Ever, people. Best
yeah!
Ever. Where are you?
You can just sit down.
All right, cool.
Ever.
Oh, there's a clock.
Cool.
Why did I bring my computer with me?
I don't know why.
I think it's a force of habit. It's a...
Cool.
Why are we so close? We're in a big table and there's three of us.
All right, scoot over then.
Oh my God.
Just do a little movement. There you go.
Hi, it's...
This is my weekly life, everyone.
It's 4:30 in the morning. All right.
Sure is.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. We have our theme music.
Welcome to Best Threesome Ever, a podcast discussing all things revolving around nerdy pop culture. Probably not what you were expecting, but it's just as fun. Now here are your hosts, Nick, Rob, and Kevin.
Thanks. Yay, four people. This is Best Threesome Ever, episode 33, recording live at Die Laughing 4 in Minneapolis. I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay.
And it is early in the morning.
So early. You know, I don't think we're ready for the podcast. Wait, I got it. Okay. There we go. Well, you can't
do amateur.
Always got to compensate for something, huh, Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, if you don't know who we are Best Threesome Ever. We are a nerdy podcast for the
I'm
four of you
drink
that
this straight out of the bottle.
Hey, by all means, have at Rob.
Well, yes, we are a pop culture based
podcast
that specializes in the movies, books,
nerd, geeky world,
nerddom across the board. And we try and be funny while we're at it.
Yeah, a little history of us. We actually all met performing at the Renaissance Festival.
It's true.
Yeah. At a little show called King Stocks, where we publicly humiliate people. So that's kind of where we first met and kind of learned our shtick and our chemistry, I guess, if you can say. We're all theater performers, actors, dancers, singers, burlesque dancers, and occasionally act a fool, I guess.
Occasionally.
Oh, usually.
Well, fair enough.
Usually.
Thanks, Graham.
So we tend to do our shows where we talk about, like the latest trailers that have come out, and we, try and...
Yeah,
talk about what we think is going to happen, that kind of thing, and
go off on tangents and
that's my special
dick jokes.
Yeah, there's a drinking game that goes along with us. So if Rob says delightful at any time you take a drink, if I mispronounce a name, which I'm known to do, you take a drink. If Kevin goes off on a tangent, you take a drink. And if you ever hear the word Mila Jovovich, you take a drink.
Waterfall.
Yeah. Pretty simple. You also can play along at home.
By the way, I'd like to add one more to that.
Sure.
Singing.
Singing. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rob likes to sing.
So does Kevin. It's true.
Yeah. It's a true story.
So anytime one of us sings, and if Nick sings, it's a waterfall.
Don't go chasing waterfall. Oh, wait, no, that's...
Drink.
Oh, TLC.
Sage Christ, that's how we're starting. Okay, so what do we want to talk about first, gentlemen?
So, first of all, what we talked about on our last podcast, one of the things that Kevin was super, super excited about, and of course, if you haven't seen it yet, spoiler alerts, we are going to talk about the new Power Rangers movie that came out. Kevin, please, by all means, start off with your...
I will, this is my God. So face. I've been looking forward to this movie for a long, long time. The original Power Rangers series came out when I was about 9 years old, and as a nine-year-old boy, I was the target fucking audience for this show.
P.S. We use naughty language.
Shut up, Rob. So, yes, I was very much the target audience for this show. It, explosions out of grass and fucking kung fu and... by the way, Amy Jo Johnson's butt that we back in the 90s did not deserve.
What?
And so... I loved it.
I don't understand that statement.
She has like a 2017 booty. She does.
Okay.
Go back and watch the show. So I'm looking forward to this movie so much. At times I'm tired of the nostalgia thing, but sometimes it sucks me right the fuck in. And this was one of the times where it sucked me right the fuck in. So I'm looking forward to this movie. Everything they're showing me, I am all about that. The Kanye West trailer, I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I can't wait. And so I go see it, you know, the Thursday beforehand, the opening night. And
eat that mic a little more.
Oh God, my God! I loved it. It was a completely different movie than what I thought I was going to be given. It ended up being kind of the Breakfast Club with superpowers. When I was expecting more of a Chronicle with costumes, but you know what? I ended up loving the product that they gave me. I was impressed, and I was. Of course, it had its lame moments and the moments that I wish I could have gone in and fixed,
right.
You know, as a director. But on the whole, I was astonished with it. I thought Elizabeth Banks as this weird witch mumbling about gold and Krispy Kreme was absolutely delightful. I did not mind the product placement. I don't understand when people bitch about product placement. A, the only thing they really showed was Krispy Kreme. B, we are constantly attacked by product placement all the time. Who gives a shit? For real. I don't care.
My problem with it was that it was so little product placement that the Krispy Kreme and the Dr. Pepper
stood out.
Yeah.
I thought Krispy Kreme was a dying fad, and maybe they just paid a lot of money to try to reboost their rebrand themselves. I don't know.
Maybe I thought, where she's sitting in the restaurant eating.
Like it
the
was
donut.
No Josie and the Pussycats.
Jesus,
that's a deep cut.
Sorry, only sorry. Like seven people saw that movie.
I'm one of the seven. I am one of the seven.
So
really,
have fun.
Me neither.
Never saw it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, never. I never.
No.
An inkling. No.
It's worth it.
No.
I promise you.
Is it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Are you sure?
No. If you watch it going into it thinking that it is a movie about the comic book, you will be sorely disappointed. If you go in watching it and knowing that it is a satire on pop culture and advertisement, you'll have a blast.
That probably would require me to actually read the comic book as well, which
No. But don't expect a comic book movie. Expect a kind of cheesy take on the idea of commercialism.
I remember the cartoon.
It's fun.
It's old.
A fun movie.
But anyway, so yeah.
Sorry.
You went off the tangent this time. Ha ha. You don't get to drink.
Anti-drink?
Yeah, all right.
Is it an anti-drink?
Spit it out. So, yeah. And so everything early. From like the car crash, which is totally unexpected, and I kind of got
which
into a conversation
one?
With
hang on
the big one with the train.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I suppose there were like 37,000 of those
there
were car crashes. There were a lot of car crashes.
They destroyed so many cars in this movie.
Oh, right, but they're all shitty.
It was no Blues Brothers.
No, but they destroyed them in the most horrific ways.
You're fine. Yeah. So anyway, the one that turns them into Rangers, basically, where they wake up in bed
right,
and people
right.
were like, okay, people did not understand like what happened,
right.
And I'm like, they teleported. Did they?
Yeah, but it's a plot hole that could have been fixed.
It wasn't a plot hole. They showed when the coin jumped from his dresser to the bathroom, that was them going, this is what happened. They teleported. Also, fuck you.
Oh, I missed that.
And that's it's something you kind of have to figure out for yourself.
I didn't know they had Nightcrawler powers.
Well, no, in the show they would teleport from place to place with their watch, but I think the coin is just
gotcha.
Their teleportation device. And did it on its own to kind of activate them as Power Rangers, what have you. But that's, you know, that's how I see it.
Right. Yeah, it was...
I want to say visual gag on an audio podcast.
But no, I definitely was not expecting it to just be about these teenagers and only have the last 15 minutes be about, you know, the suits and the... How did Rita put it? Their costumes and dino cars, which was a beautiful line, by the way. I'm happy that I was right on almost everything.
Yeah.
Like her being the Green Ranger, Zordon being the Red Ranger. I called basically all of it. And there was a little bit of an aside to Tommy at the very end, but not as much as I would have wanted. Lord, Tommy is bae for me. So.
He's got a man crush.
It's
okay.
It's just a little one. It's okay.
It's a lot.
But no,
I'm super uncomfortable with that.
I was shocked. I went into it just expecting, you know, a nostalgia fest and got a completely different movie than I could have even imagined. And it was.
Yeah.
For me, it was cool. And I like the fact that they used not the TV show original theme, but they used the theme from the first movie.
Right.
When they busted out of their Zords. I squealed like a 5-year-old. Ask anyone who was sitting next to me.
I giggled because it totally reminded me of like... Team America, World Police.
Oh, totally.
I was eating Team America moment right there. Do you want to say your version, or are you just going to keep drinking?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Fair enough.
All right. So Kevin and I saw two different movies.
as we tend to.
Actually, I went into the movie thinking, you know, hoping it was going to be good because the trailers promised so much, and I was super excited. Like, every trailer that came out for me was just, oh, this looks like it's going to be great. Uh-oh, I'm super excited. And then I had to sit through that first hour.
Well, what a surprise. Rob was a contrarian.
Were you or were you not a Power Rangers fan growing up?
I was a Power Rangers fan growing up. Okay. Actually, I was a big fan of the I didn't really get into the original series until later in life, but I grew up with, because I'm younger than Kevin, by a lot. But
age is a factor.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant that was a diss on
me. Go ahead.
Okay.
Continue.
Which series?
Space. Thank you. I don't know who that is, but thank you.
Graham. Oh. It's Graham.
Oh, great. God damn it,
if you had said Turbo, I would have lost all respect for you.
No, that's fair. I started on Turbo. I thought it was awful, but then I got to Space, and oh, God.
Space was great.
Space is an excellent melodrama. It was a good ending to the whole storyline of that first few seasons. So I walked into the movie hoping, really excited, really pumped for the movie, and I had to sit through that first hour that was just the Breakfast Club with new kids. Nothing's wrong with the Breakfast Club, understand. I actually really like that movie, but it just...
So you briefly interrupted me, so I'm going to briefly interrupt you.
Okay.
I liked that it was kind of the Breakfast Club because I wanted these kids to have... to be three-dimensional, and them being kind of these detention little fuck-ups made them more three-dimensional than the goody two-shoes, as Graham puts it, in every single youth activity that a human being could possibly be in when they're in the television show.
Oh, right.
Like, nobody...
Where nobody possibly
nobody
has that
is
kind
as
of time
lawful
management.
Good as these five human fucking beings were. So to have them be kind of dicks, and to have the Latina queer girl, and having the black autistic kid to really bring out some diversity.
Okay,
thank you.
I'm interrupting. I felt that was shoehorned in, and it hurt me just a little.
So I'm glad they
Billy
they,
the Blue Ranger is autistic in the film.
The show. He is in the show. They just don't have a word for it.
Okay, fine. He's on the spectrum in the movie. He literally blurts it out and says that he's on the spectrum, which was fine with me. That was actually pretty true to actually quite a few autistic folks that I know. But then once they told you that, they didn't know what to do with it. They sort of waffled between, haha, let's make fun of the autistic kid, where I was a little cringy about it. And then, you know, having it work for him and having it be, you know, something that was a part of him but didn't need to be addressed.
See, I never felt they took advantage of it in a negative way.
I don't know. I just felt like they waffled between the two. And I was worried about that.
It's waffle time. Waffle time. Why don't you have some waffles of mine?
Drink.
Hang on. I have to follow the rules.
Somebody put real Jameson in my thing. I asked for fake Jameson. I ain't complaining.
But continue.
Somebody put scotch in the scotch bottle. It's great.
Scotch.
But once they get into the ship with Zordon and all of that, and the training montage, and then the giant robots and big fighty death scenes, oh my God, the movie turned around for me. And I really enjoyed it. It brought me right back to childhood, especially when they did the shot-for-shot remake, complete with the song of the
opening credits with the Zords. And how many fucking legs does a mastodon need? Jesus H. Christ, it had eight. It had eight legs.
Spiders are the most feared creature ever.
And the Triceratops had like six. I don't know why.
More legs are better.
In ancient times, mastodons mated with spiders, and that's how you got that.
I don't think that's a fact.
It's a fact he just made up. That's a fact.
Our president disagrees with you.
Alternate facts.
Once they got in the suits, once they got talking to Zordon, that was an interesting storyline. I liked that, where Zordon wasn't actually like this magnanimous head in a jar. He was a real character.
Magnanimous head in a wall?
Yeah.
Who was also kind of a dick?
Oh, yeah, no. He had real feelings.
Brian Cranstoned all over that part.
Yeah, yeah. He was three-dimensional. He, you know, he had issues.
Love you, Graham.
Thanks, Graham, for laughing at our jokes.
Brian Cranston was amazing in the part, as he fucking should be. And I loved Elizabeth Banks. She played just the right amount of camp for me. Mm. It was that was very good. Yeah. Those were the two highlights of the movie for me. But a couple of the callbacks to the show were a little shoehorned. In fact, almost every single one of them, although I appreciated all of them except for one, because they did it twice and it annoyed the fuck out of me. Alpha's Ay-Ay-Ay.
Yeah.
They did it twice and I didn't feel they needed to, and it felt gross.
I'm with you.
Keep
the first one, because the first one felt fluid. The second one felt really forced. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yep. I will give you that.
But yeah, also, it's more when he steps on the pad and goes, it's Morphin time, that felt a little forced.
Not to me. I got a giant nerd erection. I didn't even give a shit. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's Morphin time. Let's do this.
The one I really liked, actually, was Rita saying, make my monster grow.
Oh, yeah.
That was that, like, I sort of, like, jiggled in my my seat for a second.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
Skinny guys can jiggle, too. Settle.
Ain't no truffle shuffle.
What?
Huh? Continue. Okay, anyways, go on.
It was two different movies for me. It was that first hour of The Breakfast Club, which was just boring, I thought. It didn't feel right. I know they were trying to set up for the rest of the film, but then the fucking kumbaya scene around the fire camp, around the campfire, just like, what the fuck is this noise? And then they get in the suits and they get in the Zords, and gorgeous. The animation was not top of the line, but it didn't need to be, because it was Power Rangers and it's supposed to be campy and it's supposed to be fun and it's supposed to be goofy as fuck. And I loved that. That was brilliant. And I thought that was...
And yes, it could have used just a little bit more coats of polish, but I think with this being the first movie, they only had so much budget.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the next one is going to be absolutely insane.
I'm hoping they get a next one, because I'd like to see them get a new script ready.
As far as I know, they're greenlit, and they have like a 6-movie story arc that they want to go with.
Greenlit? I saw what you did there.
Yeah. I'm the Green Ranger!
Oh, dear. This is what I deal with. Are you done?
I want to talk one more thing. The cameos. Oh, man. The cameos. Towards the end of the film.
It was painless and it was cute. Everyone in my theater lost their goddamn minds. Cheered and we lost our shit.
I was excited for it, too, but then it was like a weird millennial thing where everyone pulled out a cell phone and started taking pictures of the Zord, but the camera was on the entire town of Angel Grove. Everyone in the audience there, everyone in the town was standing around taking pictures of the Zord, but the camera was directly focused right on Jason David Frank and Amy Jo Johnson. And I was just like, we get it. We know who they are. Don't worry. Pan around. Show us the rest of the town. Show us everyone else. Like, we get it. We know who they are. They're the original Rangers. They get a cameo in the film. It's a nice nod. Good job. But you don't need to stay there. Move on. I guess that was my problem. The whole scene was just focused on them, and it bothered me.
Kevin?
Yes, Kevin.
I feel like I'm in the middle of two divorced parents here fighting over the
Mom
children.
And Daddy, stop fighting.
It's like Daddy just hit Mommy at the dinner table, and we're all still trying to eat.
Daddy's drinking. Whatever.
Yeah, you're the daddy in this.
Yeah, Mommy's drinking too.
Daddy,
Kevin,
would you like
you have
a drink?
Did you have a retort?
Nope.
Oh.
So, Nick, what did you think of the film?
What did I think of the film? Actually, I being that Power Rangers kind of came out when I was a little too old for it. I mean, it was kind of right. And I was in martial arts at the time, so I was like, oh, cool. And then I started watching it. I'm like, I'm bored. And as a kid, that was kind of how I felt. But
you were like about just, 13-ish.
Just a hair too old for that show.
I get it, because it was the same thing with my brother.
I tried to watch it. I just didn't. It wasn't my thing. But going into the movie, I actually was like, okay, well, we'll see what this is about. I probably won't like it, and I actually liked it more than I thought I would. It was good. I felt overall that I was watching an hour and a half long episode, kind of like it was a made for TV movie that they put on, you know, the movie screen. Not that that's a bad thing, but that's just kind of how I felt the storyline was, and it was kind of choppy, and there's a lot of things that you just kind of watch and go, where are we going with this? Why they defeated Rita so quickly, and like then she disappeared, and then she's in space frozen, and I felt that there was...
Not spoiler.
Sorry. We said spoilers at the beginning. If you haven't seen the movie, you're not missing that much if I explain that. But I felt that it was overall, I mean, it was a good movie. And I just felt that there were moments, like it was just a 90s movie made in 2017 where they have the video montage of them training. It's kind of campy. It's fun.
It's supposed to be, though.
I'm listing all the reasons I fucking loved it.
Yeah, no. Right.
And
me too.
And that's why
those are the things I liked about it.
But that's why it didn't bother me, is because of the fact that it was that way, but it didn't bother me. Like, I expected it might have been, but it didn't. Like, I actually enjoyed it. I felt there was a couple scenes, like we talked about with the Zords running on. I felt his little Team America World Police going.
Well, technically, Team America World Police was Power Rangers.
It was. I'm with you.
Sure.
But.
Sure. Okay.
Well, it came out so far after.
Oh, yeah.
Power Rangers was way first.
Yeah.
I mean, Voltron. Yeah.
No, it was not Voltron. No way.
I just mean that, you know, Team America ripped off Power Rangers ripped off Voltron, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you.
Robotech. thank you.
GoBots. Nobody likes
fuck the
you,
GoBots.
Graham.
Nobody likes the GoBots. Nobody likes to go.
Okay, so point of interest. They removed the love story arc between the Red and the Pink Ranger.
Oh, I'm so happy about that.
In the trailer, they showed them having a little kissy-kiss moment, and in the movie, and I just want to make sure that I never missed it. I saw Motherfucker 3 times already. Like, I saw it for a third time this morning. And by this morning, I, of course, mean yesterday.
Yesterday.
But, you know.
Right.
It's not the next day until you've slept or the sun has risen. But they took that out, and I'm actually really happy they did also.
But you could still tell that there was...
Oh, yeah, there was something there, but the timing's going to come in and swerve in on that.
Jesus. Swerving with his green suaveness.
No, not swerve.
Swerve. Is it a new word? New superlative?
Swerve.
Good. We're using swerve.
It's like hashtag cool
swerve. But otherwise, I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. I did enjoy it. I don't know that I'd see it again, but it was for what it's worth, I saw it. So
how many times did you see it, Kevin?
Three.
When did the movie come out, Kevin?
Week ago.
Awesome.
Jesus Christ.
So, and then what we do, if you don't follow along on our podcast, is we have a rating system from don't see it at all to pay full price. So, Kevin?
Pay full price. I mean, crying out loud. I know Rob over there is going to disagree with me, but it definitely, if you saw the show, if you have any inkling to see it, especially see it in the theaters, because it's such a big, loud, wonderful movie that I was really glad that there was a couple of annoying children in our theater, that there were some kind of scary parts that starring Rita, like horror movie scary,
freaked out these
children, and that brought me such fucking joy. I was like, yes, Jesus. Fuck those kids.
Good Lord.
Sit down, you piece of shit. I'm trying... Like, this is the premiere. This is not for children. This is for 30-year-olds who have no life like me.
Parents who can't...
I'm going Sunday matinee, asshole.
Jesus.
Tell us how you really feel.
I did not like this child.
Now we've table price parents.
Table price. Matinee. Sorry. If you weren't like a big fan of the show and you just kind of like, oh, I want to see a cool action movie, do the matinee. But definitely see it in the theaters.
This is absolutely a movie for the fans. That's what this is. If you were not a fan, go to the matinee. No, you know what? Go to Redbox.
No. And I'm gonna disagree with you right now and tell you why. I went. One of the people I went with today, my friend Bonnie. She did not like Power Rangers. She was not a fan of Power Rangers. It was never her thing. She was way too old for it. But she went into this movie and she came out going, holy shit, I like Power Rangers now.
So okay. I have a caveat to my Redbox rating. Mm-hmm. Redbox it with friends. Redbox it with friends. You can sit in your comfort of your own. Yeah, sleepover time. You know, with a couch.
Either way, see it with a group.
This is a group movie. You have to see
like Kung Pao Enter the Fist. You can't watch that movie alone. You can't.
You can't.
I watch a lot of.
I mean, the first time. The first time has to be with people.
I wish I had a group of friends to go with sometimes. I have to see a lot of movies by myself because I work odd hours, so. I work night, so. Anyways, continue.
Kevin, are you a bass?
She's a bass.
Thank you.
I get you.
Yeah, we got you.
Cool.
Yeah, Spaceballs. Yay.
But yeah, no. I think if you weren't a fan of the show, definitely Redbox it, but with friends. If you were a fan of the show, I say, you know what? Go see a matinee show of this. You're not going to want to pay full price to get through that first hour. Seriously?
The first hour was fine. He's insane.
The first hour was fucking boring. But if you're a huge fan, yeah, I agree with Kevin. Actually, go full price. But seriously, this is a movie you have to see with friends. It's imperative. If you go by yourself, you're going to be sad.
Yeah.
And look sad.
Wait, I went by myself.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
Hey, Rob, guess what? You're fired. Get the fuck out.
Cool.
Graham, you're in, buddy.
Tag. He was already.
Sit your ass down.
He was 100% ready to. He was.
I know.
Thanks,
I know.
Graham. Thanks for being up. A bro. Appreciate you.
I saw him get up.
Well,
maybe we should move on.
Don't say stupid shit and you won't get fired. That's how it works around here. Yay, producer.
So Spider-Man Homecoming.
Wait,
trailer
I didn't
two.
Get. I didn't give my.
Oh, well, hey, well, fine.
I quit. I'm up.
Graham, you're in.
Get back in, buddy. I would agree that even from a non-huge fan, I would say see it in theater. I definitely agree that you need to see this movie in the theater. I don't think seeing it for the first time on a large screen TV would do it justice. But I wouldn't say pay full price. God, am I drunk already? I would definitely say...
Still, you mean?
Still, right. I've been drinking since yesterday. I would say matinee or maybe even like a dollar theater. Maybe, I'm kind of... I don't know. That's kind of where
still
I'm...
still a thing.
Yeah. There's a few of them around. They still exist.
Well, they're $2 theaters now. Yeah, inflation. Like
$2. Sons of bitches.
But a matinee, you know, I would say that would be, or a discount somehow if you had a Groupon or something.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to go with a group.
I think that's the key to this movie, though. The key to this movie is you got to see it with people.
Okay.
You have to see it with friends.
I still liked it and I saw it by myself because I'm a loser.
Okay.
Baby, so why don't you kill me?
Drink.
Welcome to our show. So that was mine.
Cool. So we spent the first half hour on fucking Power Rangers.
Well, and we've spent longer talking about other things.
And you it's knew true. I was going to have.
Oh yeah,
long
you were going to have
opinions on this one.
So yes, the next thing we want to talk about Spider-Man Homecoming trailer, the new one that just
I'm
came
so
out.
So excited for Iron Man 4.
No, I want to start.
It's funny because it's true.
I was going to say, I watched the shit out of the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer, the new one, and I am super excited that I don't have to go pay money to go see that movie anymore.
Wow.
I feel like the whole movie was played out in 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and I was really fucking upset about it.
I would, yeah.
You're super negative today.
Well, it is.
It's fucking early and I'm drinking. What did you want?
It's late for some of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. I do. Because.
No, yeah.
For crying out loud, it's the sixth Spider-Man movie. We get it. Jesus. But at the same time, it's something new. It's something different. The main female is black. Oh, my God. I like that they're bringing new stuff to us. I like all the throwbacks. I love his homemade suit and that it's a mix of Spider-Man Noir and Scarlet Spider. Please, can we?
What was Nerd. That?
Don't worry about it.
All right, cool.
The two of his homemade outfits and comic book, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, no. Yeah, and I actually really like the homage to the Scarlet Spider, actually.
I just want to know why the spider thing flies off his chest.
Well, I guess we'll have to fucking see the movie and find out.
Yeah.
I want to know now.
My bet is that Iron Man gave him a surveillance robot.
Probably. Like, what's his nuts and Falcon.
But seriously, go check out this trailer, and it's a very good trailer. I just felt like, well, I don't have to see the movie anymore. I just watched it.
I hope you're.
I felt it gave it too much away.
I hope that you're wrong with that. I hope that you're wrong with that statement because I saw it and it makes me want to see it more. I just hope that what you said isn't true. If it is, I'll be very sad.
I want to pick apart one specific thing about this trailer, and that is.
We know everything about the Vulture now?
Well, but...
The Vulture's in it?
Jesus.
Go.
I'm failing at his name, but...
Michael Keaton?
Thank you, Michael Keaton, yeah.
I got a name right.
He pronounced it right.
Yeah.
I saw Batman. Mr. Mom.
Yep, I'm old.
Nobody saw that movie.
I saw that movie. Fuck you.
Wait. You mean Jack Frost?
I saw Beetlejuice. Let's go.
I also saw Birdman.
I thought you didn't see that movie.
No, I've never seen
it. Actually, Birdman. You should have
tried. Iron Man really 4, should. Birdman 2.
Birdman the sequel. Birdman versus Iron Man in a cage match.
But anyway.
Okay.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is going to bring the fucking house down with this show. Or with this movie.
Literally, they showed that in the trailer.
Drinking.
Keep drinking.
Yeah. No, he's going to kill it, I think. And I'm super excited to watch it because
I really feel like he'll be probably the best.
He's going to beat
Marvel.
He's going to beat Alfred Molina.
What I was just about to say, probably the best Marvel villain performance in Alfred Molina is fucking Dr. Octopus, which was a revelation.
Oh my God, No, he's going to kill it, and I'm super excited about that. Like, that is the highlight of that fucking trailer, is seeing Michael Keaton just get his evil on, and it's gorgeous. Because it's not really evil. He's just like, the world kind of sucks. No, he's the best villains are always the protagonists in their own story. And you
That's
can
true.
See that point of view.
Yeah.
And with that trailer, you really get that from Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited to see how he does in this movie. I don't want to see I don't want to see Robert Downey Jr. anymore. Am I wrong for saying that?
No. You're not. I'm a little DJ'd out, and like I'm excited to see him in Infinity War, of course, and
right.
then let's move on.
I think
I RDJ'd out right after watching that trailer.
Well, I think for me it's that Robert. I think Marvel needs to step away from these mixed stories. I get they have to at a point, but it's like just let Spider-Man have his own movie. And okay, Iron Man can be in it a little bit, but then he doesn't need to come in and help him and with the suit. It's like just stop. I just give Spider-Man his movie.
Yeah.
Especially since they're bringing him back, and he was, I would say, immensely popular in. Civil War.
Oh, he was great in Civil War. Loved him there. I mean, the Empire Strikes Back reference still kills me.
Is that really
time.
Old movie, Star Wars?
Jesus, how old is this kid?
I don't know.
No, it's a...
Couldn't date him.
Such a solid... The actor playing Spider-Man, by the way, Tom Holland, I like him. I like him.
He's very Spider-Man, and I really like the fact that they're doing the high school time period, not you know just after where he becomes Spider-Man.
Also, fat Asian best friend is my new favorite thing.
Right? Fucking A.
But he destroys a Death Star when he drops it. It's sad.
That's what endears him to me.
Right?
Like, he drops this... He is so concerned about the fact that his friend is this superhero that he drops his most beloved possession.
Although my favorite scene in the new preview is when he goes, "Can I put the suit on?" And he does.
Right?
Oh, God. I lost my shit. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, that's... As a fat kid, I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to wear the super suit once, too. I wish I had a super friend so I could wear their super suit if I could fit
so,
my fat
so
ass.
You have your own super suit, though, in the show The Lair coming out this May 20th.
What's The Lair? Shameless promotion.
Anyways, I'm a little worried that they're going to give the best friend the
sidekick role?
No. Kevin's least favorite role for heavy actors in a movie. fat guy fall down, go boom. Mm, I'm really worried that they're going to do that to him. And that's how I felt. Me. And that's how I felt about him putting on the suit.
Really? That's, you felt that that was that moment?
I felt that. Yeah, absolutely. It's in that. It's at least pushing towards that direction.
Maybe.
Yeah. And then I'm not a fan of that either. It's played out. Chris Farley's dead. Let's keep it that way.
So is Kevin James's career. Anyway.
Did you have anything else to add to that?
No, let's move on to the next Joss Whedon possibly doing Batgirl ?
You're right.
Is it confirmed or is it still a rumor?
They're in talks.
Did it come out in the last 24 hours?
No, it came out.
I couldn't remember.
Good question.
It came, and the only time that I heard about
noon March 31st.
Right. No, I heard about it, but then the Nerdist reported on it. So then at that point, I'm kind of like, they've got to be in talks about it for sure. So, they're in talks about Joss Whedon doing Batgirl, writing, directing.
Drink.
Yep, I mispronounced the name. Fuck off. Mila Jovovich, fuck you.
Drink again.
Social.
Oh, shit, that's two for me.
Fuck. Well, keep drinking, son. You got a whole bottle left. So he'll be doing...
I'm waiting for him to pull a Scherbatsky. Wow, that stunned
everyone. The crickets up in this bitch.
But
Yeah.
Anyways, so Batgirl, which would be a huge separation, and I don't know if it'd be a kick in the face to the MCU because he would be leaving them and going to DC.
And he wouldn't be leaving them. I mean, he still has his, like, he's not directing it, but he still has his fingers melding what is going on with Infinity War.
Oh, I thought he was writing.
I was super uncomfortable with the way you did that.
Okay. He's not directing it. He's a writer, and I think he's an executive producer.
Oh, well, which means he has very little power.
No.
Executive producers?
Not when they bring in, you know, the experienced Big Daddy. It's like when Nolan, he had a little bit of say in Man of Steel, so he did.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's disappointing.
Oh, yeah, it is. I thought they got away from the Nolan verse in that movie.
They did, but...
Yeah,
they were trying to make a distinct separation.
Yeah. All
right. Well,
anyways.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Batgirl, yeah.
That seems like you took us on a tangent.
Sure did.
So, Batgirl. Kevin, you're a Batman fan. Fill us in about Batgirl. He's a Batman fan. Don't be shy.
I love what Joss... I love everything Joss does except for Buffy.
What?
Yeah, boo all you want. Fuck Buffy.
You're fired.
Fuck Buffy.
Graham.
No. I think you just lost our three viewers.
I really don't care. Fuck Buffy. And it has nothing to do with
the stream
show.
Just crashed.
It has nothing to do with the show itself. It has everything to do with the fact that Sarah Michelle Gellar is a terrible fucking actress and shouldn't have any work ever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
The Hush episode was outstanding.
I hate that show, but that one episode is so good. Oh, my God.
Because she didn't talk.
No, yeah. Oh, my God.
I get so much flack for not liking Buffy. I've tried and tried. I can't put up with it. Every time she opens her mouth, I just want to leave the room. I can't do it.
I don't like Buffy either.
I don't. I...
Sorry. Graham?
I think... You know what I do like? Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. Boom! Thank you.
Yeah, that was all
right.
Oh, love it. Luke Perry? Fuck yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I'll
give you that one. Also, but no, like, I love it. And the guy clearly knows his way around nerd culture.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he'll do wonderful things with it. And I think he'll bring a lot of good stuff to the table. And I think the question is whether or not it will be in the current DCEU, which I think will depend heavily on how well Justice League does.
I hope it isn't.
And I think...
I want it to be a standalone.
I feel the same, but also that kind of takes you into the terrifying territory of Catwoman.
Which one?
The Halle Berry Catwoman movie.
No, that horror.
Benjamin Bratt abortion.
Oh, great. I don't think you can say abortion.
The big thing that they were talking about was that if this does come to fruition, that it could potentially be probably the best and DC movie next to Wonder Woman.
Oh, for sure.
Which,
of course,
Okay. It hasn't come out yet, but
yeah, and I'm stuck in this weird place where I don't care about the character. Like, I don't know enough about the character to care about her.
Wonder Woman or Batgirl?
Batgirl.
Yeah.
Well, either, but... And, I mean, I know more about Wonder Woman. And I just don't find her interesting as a character. That's just
Batgirl. And Wonder Woman. Will also heavily depend on which Batgirl they do. They might not do Barbara Gordon. They might do somebody else. They might do Kane, which I would be a big fan of.
That'd be interesting.
Oh, what is her first name?
Fuck Stephanie Brown. Cassandra Cain.
Cassandra Cain. Oh, okay.
She was the one who wore the full black face mask.
Was she Batgirl or Batwoman?
She was Batgirl. Batwoman is somebody completely different.
Oh, okay.
She's a redheaded lesbian girl.
Batwoman.
Her being
a
lesbian has nothing to do with it, but that's Batwoman.
Was the, yeah, lesbian.
Yes.
Okay.
But there have been two Bat females who have had red hair. One was Batgirl, one was Batwoman. Batwoman has the all red and black getup. Batgirl usually has some kind of yellow, purple
combo.
Not drunk enough. Hang on.
I could tell you stories.
Of him being drunk or Batgirl and Batwoman?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Yep. That's a thing.
I think we should add that to the list. Drink.
Yeah. Or ¿Por qué no los dos? Totally. Yes. Awesome. What's next, Nick? Since we have 20 minutes left.
We do have 20 minutes left. I thought we were going to tangent a little bit more.
I've been trying to rein it in.
I know. Yeah, it's okay.
We don't have the extra half an hour or so for
this.
It's
going
to
be our shortest episode ever, to be honest. Because normally our episodes, we try to make them around an hour. They're usually about an hour and 15.
An
Hour and a half only if we have a lot to talk about.
Hour and a half before it cuts out all the ums and uhs. And
right.
Yeah.
Of our 2 hours of recording.
Jesus. Horrific things that Rob says that we have to cut out.
Fun producer note. So for however long our episodes are, it takes me twice as long to actually cut them. So if it's an hour and a half long, it takes me 3 hours to edit the damn thing. You're welcome. Shut up. And I got to listen to our voices over and over and over again.
It does sound awful.
Worst ever. You're here, right? By choice. We didn't force you. Anyways, should X-23 be the next Wolverine? There's a big...
No.
Next question.
Done.
Do we need a new Wolverine? That is literally the next question.
Oh. No.
Well, next question.
He ran his course. He did an amazing job. Hugh Jackman's fucking irreplaceable.
Yeah.
As much as I loved X-23, that little girl who played Lauren was absolutely
so
phenomenal.
Oh,
that takes place in the future, and I don't care about those people. I don't. She has nothing left. I don't
care
about the
real
new X-Men.
Yet.
I don't care about them. I'm not emotionally attached to them because they were in 8 minutes of the movie. Fuck them.
What happens if they did a spinoff and did New Mutants?
Sure.
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, but I just don't want them somehow trying to like shoehorn her into a new X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Or a new Wolverine-ish movie.
Yeah.
No, there's no reason for that.
I don't disagree with you one bit. I think Wolverine
And I would almost rather, like, if they did a New Mutants, for it to be like a Netflix thing.
Really? Mm,
that would be neat.
I would much rather see it as like a series.
Yeah.
I feel...
No, I think the character of Wolverine is done.
I agree.
Let him go. Hugh Jackman played him for 17 fucking years. Let him go.
God, he still looks sexy.
Usually brilliantly.
Right? What?
I said unusually brilliantly.
Usually.
The few origins. Times it hasn't been has not been his fault.
Yeah.
No.
You can't blame him.
Origins might have been kind of his fault.
I don't think it was. It was Deadpool's fault.
Yeah, it totally was Deadpool's fault.
Hey, but he came back.
I was going to say that I would agree that it would be nice a Netflix series, but I also feel that right now with all of the superhero movies that are being put onto Netflix, I personally feel over inundated with fucking stories on Netflix, like, you know, with Luke Cage and then Iron Fist and Punisher and Daredevil and who else is on there? Jessica Jones and all those. I feel like
way to go, you forgot the woman.
I'm going to stab you in the neck, I swear.
Will you? Will you?
No, because I need you for the show.
Damn right.
Wait, Graham's here.
You sit your ass
down. Don't break nothing. We're only here as guests. I feel it's over inundated, so I feel it wouldn't do as well. And just me, I don't know. I feel there's just too much right now on... That's just me. I'm sorry.
And I'm trying to enjoy Legion. God damn it. I get where you're trying to go. Just get there faster.
Wait. Okay, so you've watched Legion.
Most of it. Okay. I'm a little bit behind.
Give us a little review on it.
It is very much this visceral mental mind fuck about a basically the character who's responsible for the death of Professor Charles Xavier in the comics, but they don't touch on any of that in the show.
Shocking.
He's a very powerful psychic mutant Proteus.
Give us a quick synopsis
of the show or the character of what?
Yes.
Okay. So the show, it starts on this mental hospital. A lot of it is you don't know what's real and what's not because he, basically his power is he can create his own realities. His mind is so strong. And so it's very much this sort of waking life kind of a little bit of a Matrix-y sort of, is this happening? Is this not? No, not really Westworld, but because it's all psychosis and whether or not he's crazy or whether it's his mutant power.
So it's a little Matrixy.
A little Matrixy.
Okay. Do we get Hugo Weaving or Lawrence Fishburne?
No.
Not interested.
They are remaking the Matrix movies as well.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
That sounds awful.
It's a true story. I wish I wasn't.
No, I know. I've heard this.
I don't know if the Wachowski
sisters.
Yeah. I was gonna fuck up the name anyways. I just was trying to figure out how I would fuck it up the least amount.
Sorry, Kevin.
I was waiting for him. I was trying not to interrupt him.
I don't know if the sisters are involved in this one.
I don't know either.
I simultaneously hope they are and are not.
Thank you. We're like on the same page today. It's weird.
Sort of. Except for that whole Power Rangers thing. Right. I feel it's just I got two words for it. Too soon.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fucking knock it off.
The remakes are... They gotta stop that shit. So what do we got left?
Life.
The movie Life, apparently.
I haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
This movie, based on a board game by Milton Bradley.
Fuck.
Roll the dice.
Damn it.
No, he's pregnant.
No, hang on. You don't roll the dice in Life.
I don't remember.
You spin the
fucking thingy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And then it flies the fuck off, hits your sister in the face. You laugh for 5 minutes, but Mom's super pissed off.
I had two older brothers who never played the game of Life.
And then your cats eat the little humans and die.
Too dark? No, right. I don't know. I've never played. I played a handful of times.
Handful of times.
Right, and I don't think we ever actually finished the game. I think
Drunk Brain is like a second behind what you're saying. So, give me.
Should I drunk slower?
No, please stop. Okay.
Please stop that right now.
So, Life, apparently the movie Life.
I was already going to have nightmares
and all sorts of other people. Apparently, what I've heard, the rumor mill on the interwebs, is that it is apparently a Venom prequel.
Gross.
So.
Gross.
It's
gross. It's just gross.
Is it Sony Pictures?
Yes. I don't know.
If only we had the entirety of the human knowledge.
If it's Sony Pictures, I'll believe that it could possibly be true. If it's not Sony, then it isn't because Sony's the one who's doing Venom.
Are they?
They own the rights right now.
Oh, well, why were they?
The only thing that Marvel, that the Disney side of Marvel was able to get its hands on was Spider-Man.
It's the loading sound.
With Sony's kind of permission.
Really?
So Sony right now is trying to do a Venom movie, and they're trying to do a non-Spider-Man fucking related Sinister Six for some reason.
It sounds
Which is going to be kind of Suicide Squad-y from what I understand.
Yeah, that sounds...
Not that I didn't like Suicide Squad. I, of course, liked it, but it feels like they're... doing a Marvel version of the same thing.
It's distributed by Columbia Pictures.
Then no, I don't believe it for a second.
Okay, well, I don't know. Anybody see Ghost in the Shell? No?
No, not yet.
Nope.
I mean...
I don't know if I want to,
but I think I'm gonna.
Here's the thing.
Just so I can properly bitch about it if it sucks.
Here's
well,
the thing.
You know what? That wasn't terrible.
You wanna know why I'm gonna see it? Tax write-off.
This fucking kid over here.
Got to do research. It's research for a nerdy podcast. Therefore, it's a tax write-off. It's not illegal.
Right. You don't have to brazenly flop it about out in the world.
Yeah, so that's the only reason I'm going to.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Speaking of flopping things out.
No. That's his tax write-off. You're talking about my dick.
Yes, that is correct.
Gotcha. All right, cool.
The flopping is maybe being a little too generous.
Very.
Wiggling?
Yeah. Inchworm?
Wow.
I don't know. What do you want me to say? Why do we got to talk about your dick?
Don't we every episode? Actually, I feel like that's more true than not.
I think
drink?
It might, I think it. If you're gonna see, if,
yeah. Graham, get up here. I quit.
I didn't know where to go with that. I was trying to avoid it.
I rescued
it.
You. Don't worry about it. Once I rescue you, you can just put it away.
Okay. Yeah.
Rob.
Yes.
The joke's funnier when you explain it.
Every time.
Always is. Well, anyways.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it could be a Venom prequel because the creature is very Venom symbiote like, but if it's not that company, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're just trying to spark people's interest in going to see it.
Yeah, probably.
And which, I mean, I'm interested.
And that's
I'm
a smart
anyway.
Fucking move. I love that. No, that's fucking
they don't
fucking
need
clever.
To resort to Venom trickery to get me to see this movie. It has fucking Jake Gyllenhaal and Deadpool being a sassy bitch about an alien. That's all I need.
I'm so, sorry. So
I'm sold.
So, Sadie McSadface and Snarky Face.
I like Sadie McSadface.
Why? I don't understand.
I don't know. I just, I've enjoyed his movies.
Have
you seen Nightcrawler?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no. That's a good
weirdly
point.
Weirdly good.
I've heard that's good.
Doesn't look
but
good.
It
doesn't look good, but it is.
Really? Every yeah. other movie I've seen, Sadie McGyllenhaal
in
just boring. I hated him in Jarhead.
Jarhead was super boring.
Yeah.
That was boring, but he's still good.
I hated him. I hated him in that movie. Oh. I really did.
I was like in high school when Donnie Darko came out, so it was like...
I actually like that one.
I like that
it's
movie.
It's the only one I like of his. And it's because of everyone else but him.
I like him in End of Watch. It's a good movie. Anyways.
You just referenced End of Watch? Really?
With Jake Gyllenhaal, yes.
Wow.
And that other his partner in that movie that I can't think of his name, who I really like as an actor, Michael Pena.
Yeah, the
yes, I love him as an actor.
The best part of Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
/ the only reason I might see Chips.
Because of Michael Pena?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to see it at all. Ugh.
I don't know.
No.
I'm in the minority. I like Dax Shepard.
So I'm going to use our last few minutes to bitch about something.
Uh-oh.
Wait, before you bitch, I do want to say something about something I saw when I did see Power Rangers that I totally just remembered as we were thinking about this.
Spoilers.
So when I saw it, the theater is relatively not full at all. So it was relatively empty, I guess is what I was trying to say.
And you went by yourself.
And
Holy, long walk for a short drink of water, but continue.
That's how I like to roll sometimes.
So hang on. The theater was mostly
shut
empty.
Shut up. Stop.
And you were by yourself.
Rob.
This sounds like
Rob.
The beginning of
Rob.
Paul Rubens'
Rob.
Last record.
Stop robbing Rob. All over it. Okay, so anyways, it wasn't that kind of theater, Rob. But anyways,
sure
sitting
wasn't.
In front of me in a row, and then just to the left was a hearing impaired individual who had like the implant thing.
Oh, this story got worse. Sorry.
And it... No, it didn't. Jesus, let me just finish the fucking story. So anyways, apparently the way that this hearing impaired individual watched the movie was this pair of glasses that they put on so that the words, I'm assuming, I couldn't see it, but I'm assuming all of the words were across the glasses.
Seems really
and
cool.
Not on the screen. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. Because there are certainly times that he looked away to talk to the person next to him. And I'm assuming he could still see the words. But I was like, that's fucking cool. Like, that is... I would actually, if I wanted to go see like a foreign movie, that's probably a better way to watch it than trying to read the fucking words across the bottom. I don't know. To me,
I find myself not paying attention. It's why, like, I feel like such. I don't watch a ton of anime. I'm not a huge anime fan, but I do watch some. And everyone's like, oh, you have to watch it with the subtitles. The dub just isn't the same. Well, you know what? I don't like reading my movie because
right.
I then don't pay attention to the movie. I'm just
right.
reading.
Sure. Exactly. Right. And I don't read at a fast level.
All right.
So.
Before your rant, real quick.
I get that.
Real quick. Calvin, are we done at 5:25 or 5:30?
Either way you
want to go. Okay. All right, Kevin.
Rant.
Go ahead.
I just... So here's what I'm going to bitch about. And it's actually... I'm going to bitch about people bitching.
So, Nick, how was your week?
You don't want to know.
So,
you do want to know.
I really do right now.
No. Kevin, go.
Bitch about it.
So Mass Effect Andromeda came out. Which uh-huh. I've been waiting a number of years for, much like this goddamn Power Ranger movie.
How is it, by the way?
The game?
Yeah.
Well, wait and find out.
Jeez.
So I'm what I would consider probably half-ish way through. And yes, there have been graphical, we'll go with hilarities.
missteps?
Well, just like it's not polished, like certain
kerfuffles.
Like, I was talking to one of the characters. Her name was PB, and like the entire time, her arms were kind of doing this because they didn't clip right. So instead of just being down, they were raised. And there's been a lot of like weird things like that. Like I'll load, and everybody will be kind of midair, and then they'll fall. It's little stuff like that. Which,
for those listening on Tuesday, Kevin waved his arms around like an inflatable tube man.
People can fucking see who are paying attention out here.
Yeah, but some people are only getting the audio.
Jesus.
I'm just saying.
So anyway, her arms are waving wildly to her side instead of being down. And lots of stuff like that. The characters will start midair, they'll fall. And now these are kind of annoying, sometimes hilarious, but they're not severe enough to detract my enjoyment from this game because the combat is so fucking good.
Okay.
And because the story is pulling me right in. Like, that doesn't matter to me. And I know that kind of stuff should in a game that's this big and this expensive, but it just doesn't. Because I know they're going to patch it out. I know they're going to address it. I know they're going to fix it. So, like, calm down. Fuck. Do you remember the first Mass Effect game? It sucked. It was, the story was amazing. But the combat blew and the graphics were absolutely... It was like the first Halo, where every corridor was just a gray corridor. Graham, you remember that, right? Yes, when we tried replaying Halo, Jesus. We're like, fuck, this game sucks.
So, give us a quick review of this game so far. How much have you played through it?
I'm about halfway through.
Okay.
I've been to several worlds. I've fixed a few of them. The story is wonderful. It's at, like all the things I wasn't sure about and kind of didn't get before the game came out about where it takes place and when it takes place. They acknowledged and totally set my mind at ease about where, you know, about how things are working. Because my main complaint was, how are you traveling around the Andromeda Galaxy when in the other games you needed these Mass Effect relays? That's how they jumped, you know, really far distances.
Sure.
But they had like, well, no. And they had like this little warp drive to get between like stars. How are you traveling between these clusters of this galaxy without these Mass Effect drives? And it turns out you're only in a small little supercluster of this galaxy called the Helios Cluster.
Oh, cool.
And that's why you don't need the Mass Effect drives. And so they fixed that, so I feel better about it. And the story is wonderful. The
writing,
good, really good. It's Mass Effect.
I'm hitting the important points.
Yeah,
here.
I said, the story is
mechanics.
Just like the other three games, the story is pulling me right in. I'm really interesting. The mechanics are like the conversational mechanics get a little goofy.
Okay,
The combat is some of the best I've had in a third-person shooter.
Did you?
Okay.
We talked about this before, but we talked about Wildlands in the beta test. Did you ever buy Wildlands?
I didn't, because I found out that when you... Because I did a lot of work on that beta.
Oh, yeah. You and I both did.
And I found out that when you buy it, that doesn't transfer over. I have to do all that shit all over again. Nah. And I just was not ready to make that commitment again.
Although, my friend who hated the beta version, he bought it. He was like, guess what I bought? I'm like, I don't know what you buy. He's like, Wildlands. I'm like, you hated that game. He goes, I hated the beta version, but the actual game is way better.
And this is what I'm telling people who play Andromeda, because a lot of people were not liking it on their first go through. I'm like, play a little bit of the story, get to like the Nexus, stop, play it again from the beginning with a new character, new skill, beginning skill set. I'm like, just do it again. And every single person I've told this to has said, I'm actually enjoying this a lot more the second time around. I feel like I've hit my groove now that I know what I'm doing. So awesome. That's my advice.
Well, that's pretty much our time. We've been Best Threesome Ever. We have some other events coming up that we'll be a part of. We'll be at the SpringCon, MSP SpringCon, with Geek by Numbers, which is our...
May 19th through May 20th. 20th.
May 20th and 21st.
Yep. 21st, sorry.
We'll be there with our parent corporation, Geek by Numbers. We'll be celebrating that. So if you want to check out our content or our other content, go to geekbynumbers.com. We have Late to the Party, which is another podcast. We have Digital and Vellum, which is a book review done by Kevin's girlfriend Crystal, which is very lovely. And then we have the Lair web series, which will be on there, which is, if you've seen The Office, it's like The Office but with superheroes.
Supervillains.
Silly me.
May 20th
and 21st, and then of course we'll be at
Convergence. No, May 20th is when episode 1 drops.
Oh, sorry.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah, episode 1 of The Lair will drop on May 20th. We'll be at Comic-Con, SpringCon, and then we'll be at Convergence as well. We'll have a party room, so come see us there. Thank you for our time, and thank you for Fearless Comedy for having us here. We really appreciate it.
Yeah,
we
certainly do. Please, folks, obviously you're listening to us and watching us. If you're listening on Tuesday, it's still open. You may donate to Fearless. Just go to dielaughingmarathon.com. Excellent. You can still donate. Please go to dielaughingmarathon.com. Support local Twin Cities Theater.
100%.
These guys are amazing.
Yep.
So, and thank you so much for having us. So I think that's our time.
That is our time. So we can play our exit music now, which I love.
The views held here by the nerds of Best Threesome Ever do not directly reflect the views of nerds everywhere.
My favorite part.
It's our friend Sarah. She's so awesome.
The best threesome ever.
Hooray! Yeah, they suffered through us.
Not the best threesome of like last week or the last couple of years. Ever.
That would be awkward.